You're listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. What's going on in the city of Parsons?
On November 2nd, we're going to participate in the Curious Minds Touch a Truck. This will be the second year, I believe, that Curious Minds has hosted the Touch a Truck event at Marble Park. The fire department, EMS, sheriff's department, and the Parsons Police Department will be there. The hours are going to run from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, with 10 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock in the morning is going to be a quiet time, where if you have children that are sensitive to sound and or flashing lights and wouldn't want to be around the trucks in full swing, you can come out in the first hour of it, and it's going to be more sensitive for those children with disabilities and or sensitivities. This will be the first year that the Parsons Police Department has had the UTV and ATV down there. We are planning on taking at least three vehicles. One of them is going to be our LST, which is the big ambulance-looking vehicle that we sometimes drive around for scene security. And we're going to take a patrol car, and we're going to take the UTV. This will give the city of Parsons and children a chance to take a look at it firsthand and see what was purchased with the Parsons Area Community Foundation grant that was used in part to purchase the Polaris ATV. The ATV is going to be primarily used by our bicycle/ATV unit to enforce hotspot policing, do target-oriented patrols, try to get into the parks and walking trails throughout the city of Parsons that can't normally be accessed by patrol cars.
Have you still got the vehicle that the DARE officer used to use? I don't remember seeing that for a while. It was a vintage, black and white.
That old vehicle was purchased by the Flatlanders and donated to the Parsons Police Officers Association, which was shortly the PPOA. The PPOA was disbanded a few years ago. If I remember correctly, one of our former officers still has the vehicle that he's working on. He's trying to slowly restore it back to its former glory. It sat idle for a long time and had a lot of just rotten hoses and tires and, you know, maintenance level things that takes its toll on an older vehicle like that.
That was a neat vehicle. I enjoyed seeing that.
It really is.
You've been listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig.